Hello, hello. I am predicting that there is going to be a series of shorts today because I am not at work today. Work had to close because of yada, yada, yada. So I did one unit of work at home, which is to put a banner up on the website letting people know that the facilities will be closed today. And so I'm here with some free time on my hands. Have microphone, will talk, press record. Excuse me. Otherwise, what I'm about to produce, no doubt, for a significant part of the morning, I could have just put an article link up there. So don't tell me that these next few shorts were not worthy of shorts. First of all, these are shorts. Anything is worthy of a short. There are no standards, really, as you will soon see. But I'm killing a little time, and so I have time to tell some stories that otherwise I might not tell. From the source that you know where, source that shall not be named, hungry for a message of hope, 100 make decision for Christ in aftermath of Hawaii wildfires. Okay, that's it. That's the show, everybody. I am not going to read a single word of this article. You can. I will throw the link up in the place where you know where and shall be named in a moment. But it's all in the title, honestly. And I just had one small observation, one small bit of commentary. Because it seems to follow on the hills. There seems to be a theme, if only by accident, of Christians complaining that Christians aren't Christians anymore. So less than 6% of Christians, or only 6% of Christians, have a Bible-based worldview. And then we saw this morning, less than 1% of Catholics actually believe in some major ideas in Catholicism. So what's going on? What's going on? How did these people end up in churches in the first place? Identifying, by the way, a shocking number of evangelicals. I think it was 43% evangelicals, folks. Don't believe that Jesus is God. All right. So what do we have here? Hungry for a message of hope. And let me stop you right there. Already, I see a problem. And it is a problem that I have been talking about for a long time. And I find it disgusting. So I'll just mention it here. Christians seem to only be able to give an effective conversion message to people at times in their lives when they are either physically, mentally, or emotionally vulnerable. That's it. That's the big time for Christians. That's when Christians can really sell it. They can't sell it at all when people are fully themselves, fully physically capable, in their right minds, emotionally stable. And then they're looking at Christianity as a proposition, and it is one that Christians cannot sell. But you get a bunch of people in one of the worst natural disasters in recent memory, where they have been literally burned out of their house, their homes, their houses are rubble, they have the clothes on their back, they've lost loved ones. Now you roll in with the conversion van and you do some big splashy presentations. And yes, there is food and, taking care of some of the needs, but it is in the most cynical way possible. Yeah, we're going to come and help you and convert you. and get you into church. And we're going to, just to show what we're really all about, we're going to follow up, in a few days and see if we can get you back into church. I want to see the 6-month follow-up. My point here, though, is that this 100 people, not baptized, just made a decision for Jesus, whatever that means in these terms. So are these 100 people bringing down the percentages even more? Does this mean that now it's less than 6% who have a Bible-based worldview? Because I can assure you that, you know, for the guy who wrote that article, zero of these 100 people who made a decision for Christ have a Bible-based worldview. They were there for the food. They were there for help with bills. That's what they were there for. So these people are just going to be a part of the evangelicals' complaint list the next time they talk. So we swell the numbers bigger artificially because we get you when you're emotionally vulnerable, and then we complain when you get back on your feet and you're better and you're not emotionally vulnerable, and you look at the BS that you're being fed by, you know, the Christians who preyed on you in the first place, and you're like, I'm out of here, buddy. What are we doing? This is happening because of the Christians' failure. Absolute, utter failure to attract people and convince and convert people when they are in their right minds, mentally and emotionally stable. The reason that Christians want to get literal church services into literal school during school hours is because of their failure to get kids into their churches. The reason they want to pass laws that favor their religion is because of their failure to convince citizens in the free market of ideas to sign on to those beliefs. And this is just another case of that. If we couldn't get you into our churches, and it says something like this in the article, that people, you know, way more people are going to the churches right now than they were before. If we couldn't get you into our churches before, we will wait on a natural disaster. And thank God now we can strike up our sales team and get you into churches now. And we can boast about the numbers of people we're baptizing. Among the type of articles, I wasn't meaning to go on this long about this article. I've got others to go on about. But a number of articles went by over the past several months. And these were articles that were saying like, oh yeah, hundreds of people were baptized at the border. Oh, another college had a revival. Hundreds of people giving their lives to God. Hundreds of baptisms. You know, you see these things over and over and over again. And yet you would see very near those articles percentages of people who of Christians who have biblical worldviews going down, the percentage of nuns growing ever larger. Very likely, many of those from these emotionally charged college baptism events, you know, these great revivals that just end up creating more exchins. So, great. You got 100 starving, cold, naked, homeless people to make a decision for Christ in the aftermath of terrible wildfires. Let's check in 6 months. You know what to do, skeptics and seekers. .squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.